to go in there? Is it bad? Or?
There's a ladies' chair. We could go in there. There's a ladies' chair. Okay. Okay. We're also not talking. He talks a lot of women. Okay, we'll see what we can do. We'll test your focusing skills. Okay, we're holding Simon Shem Ches Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Kol Kli Afilahu Gadol B'Kavod Harbe Onispatul Shem Kli Mimenu Lovim Nei Gadloi V'Lovim Nei Kavdoi. The fact that a Kli is very large and very heavy does not remove its status of a Kli, and therefore it has a lach of a Kli, which you're allowed to move on Shabbos. Now the reason why the Shulchan Aruch is pointing this out, because the Gabi certain halachas, we find that Kli does change its status based on size and width and its size. The Gabi Hilchos Tuma, the halachas of Kli, which can hold 40 saw, has different halachas in regards to accepting Tuma than Kli, which can't hold 40 saw. Number one, we'll actually see later on in Siman Shin Yadal, the Gabi Halacha, there's a rule in Hilchos Shabbos of Ein Binyan B'Kelim. And Tosfos Shita is, if it's a Kli which can hold 40 saw, it's considered like not like a Kelim anymore, it's considered like a Karka. And therefore, there is a lot of bit burn that would apply to it. So the Shulchan Aruch has to tell you, well, you might think then if so, it loses the lach of a Kli. We started off with that a Kli can be moved with a different set of rules than something which is not a Kli. So I said, no, it still has a din of a Kli. The general is a Kli can be moved depending on, has some level of movement. Either it's Kli Shem Natal Isser, Kli Shem Natal Heter. A Kli which is Chasar and Kis is a different story, but the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Aleph Kol HaKelim Nitolim except for Chasar and Kis. So I wonder what maybe the size should remove the Din Kli. It doesn't remove the Din Kli. Mishav Rosi Kot Nches the Kovid Harbe more than Evan Gedoyla Bekara Gedoyla Miesh Taras Kli. That's not only a Kli which has is a container. You have a large stone or a large beam. If it was already God is that as of a Kli, we'll see later on how you do that. The Hanan Shemichon and Latash, they've been designated for some function. So the fact that they're large does not remove the heter of moving them. Shari Latatlan, you may move them. Okay. A Kli Mutter, I feel in a Rogel, Latatlan, and I'm telling you over here that it's Mutter to move it, even though you don't generally move it. So, if I want to, for some reason or other, on the Yom Tov, on Shabbos, I drop something behind my dresser in my bedroom, and I want to move the dresser to get something behind it, so I'm allowed to move it, even though I don't generally move my dresser, you know, because it's pretty heavy, it's pretty large. But that, I don't lose my head to move it to the fact that it's large. In the Kol Mokum, Lord Mina, we don't say Vnei Kvei Dusa, because of its weight, who Kvei Lo Mokum, he gives it a specific place. Umaxo saw Midai Tumil Tata, and therefore he totally removes it from his mind of movements. Now, however, Vnei the Mimasachol, who Zoyer Lahania, he's careful not to move it, Mimakai, from its place. Kadesha Loi Tipasin, but he's calculated, it's a word that will be damaged by moving it. It's then already in so that's already I am specifically intending not to move it. That's the rule before. If you've decided not to move it at all, that's because of Chasar Kis, you cannot move it. Even though maybe you need five people to move it, that's how heavy it is. It doesn't look like a bit of a Kli due to the fact that it needs so many people to move. Okay. So that is the Din of Kalim, the Din of Kalim, we had it yesterday, the Din of Muksimach, and Chasar and Kis. Sif Gimel is the Sif which lays down the rules of Kli Shem Natal Isser. So very, very, very significant Sif. Kli Shem Natal Isser. A Kli which its primary function is something which is prohibited. And you're not makbid, like, it's not a Chasar and Kis. You will use it for something else. You're not makbid, but its primary function is this. Mutzal l'tatl, you're allowed to move it. I'm skipping the parentheses for a second. Bein l'tzarach gufoi, you're allowed to move it whether you have another usage for it, a secondary usage. For example, kurnos shel zahavim or napachim l'tzarach v'yagozi. I want to take a hammer of a goldsmith or of a blacksmith. Zahavim was goldsmith. Napachim is a blacksmith. Nop actually is the, because they use the bellows. The word to be nopach is to blow. So it's, they would use the bellows in the blacksmith. That's why it's called napochim. The third way goes into, I want to use it to break open a nut. Kardar, I want to take an axe. Lachter by dvela. Dvela was a, they would take their dried figs and press it together in a very large cake. And you want to get them, eventually they would gel together. You want to get a piece off, you'd have to chop it off or something. So I don't have any big cleaver, so I want to use my axe to chop a piece off. Zutay. That's example of tzarech gufay. I need it. It's my goof. I need the tzarech of my usage. Ben the tzarech mekoy moy, whether I need the place. I need to use the place where the keli is. I'm allowed to move the kli for its place. Now, go back to the parentheses. Now, let's say that this situation was more than this kli's primary function is isur, but it was actually functioning in a state of isur at the beginning of Shabbos. So you couldn't use it at that point in time for anything else because it was being used in a form of isur which would preclude any other usage. For example, we said a leichler, except for according to Rashi, a leichler is called klisham lapeliz if it's not lit, because its function is to light. But if the beginning of Shabbat it's lit, I have another problem. I can't move it at that point in time because it has the candle which is on it, which that's totally muktzah. So it becomes a basis for the candle. Now the candle goes out. So, leichler, klisham lapeliz, so you're allowed to move it. No, because since Ben HaShemosh was being used for an Isser, it gets into the mukhs of the rest of Shabbos. If you go near Shahudlak, and little similar Shine test, which you said, if near means the not the, what we call the candle, but the lamp which holds the oil, it's called a Nair. So if there's a fire in it, so let's say something that was a liquid, so you can't move that. You can't move it, because any movement will cause the fuel to move back and forth and bring either further away from the wick, which is a form of kibbutz, because at that point it's not getting as much fuel as usual, or it'll cause it to go closer to the wick, and that's a form of havara, making a larger flame. So any liquid fuel while it's lit I can't move on Shabbos because of Issur. So then already it becomes muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos and remains muktzah the rest of Shabbos. Okay. So that's why that's really a side point. Saying, when I say klisham lapeliz, I mean that there was no other problem over here that we're worried about. So it's klisham lapeliz.
Bosses, or is it because you're setting the candles on it to serve as the whole holster for?
Right. So that's the other issue. The other issue is bosses. The two issues are: if it's a liquid fuel, so you have a problem of havora and kibbutz. If it's not a liquid fuel, say our candles, which even that it's not so clear they're not called liquid, because the way a candle works is that a certain amount of the liquid, the wax liquefies, and that's what it uses for its fuel. It can't draw, the wick doesn't draw south, because the wick is, it's hot enough that it melts some of the wax, and the wax is now drawn up the wick, so it's still liquid. But even if you say it's not like that, it's still within a buses.
Does buses take on the same character if it's an Isser Benishmasho, then would we say that it's buses all the way through as well?
Correct. Okay. Then he says, now once you pick this item up, with Tzarech Mekoymoy, or with Tzarech Gufoy, right now he goes back to Tzarech Mekoymoy. Mutzaloy, back in we stopped. Shakli Munachshah. Now, Mutzaloy, Lito Mishom, Lenicha Be'ezim Makim Shiris. Once you take it off, what you have in your hand, so I need, the hammer is in the chair that I need. Erev Shabbos, I was fixing something, left the hammer on the chair, forgot about it there. Come back on Shabbos, there's a hammer, I need that chair. So I pick up the hammer, now I have the hammer in my hand, I can take the hammer wherever I want. And I can put it away, back by my workbench. So that's almost. But a klisha malakul yisr, I want to move it to protect the kli, mechamel itself. I want to move the item out of the sun, where I'm afraid it's going to get damaged, into the shade. I'm only moving it because I'm afraid it's going to break. Are you gone? If I'm worried, if I leave it outside, I left something on my front lawn, which is klishmanatolis. I'm worried, I mean, somebody's going to steal it. Also, I may not move it for that purpose. I cannot move it to protect the item. Right. Not so simple. Yeah. We'll see in the Shabur a little bit. We'll talk about it. Now, Hagor. Now, this halacha is not limited to klishim natal isra. So the Ramah is just sticking it in somewhere, sticking it in somewhere. That muksa, the isra is movement. The isra muksa is not touching. The isra muksa is movement. Sure, if I touch it in a way that I'm not moving it, that's mutter. So our example is a person would touch a car. A car is a klishim natal isra. Shabbos, can't drive a car. It uses fire, but I'm allowed to touch the car. It's not the issue. The issue is moving the car. So now we have to define what's called movement. So any movement doesn't have to move it out of its place. So I press down the car. I want to check its shocks. You know, see how much it springs back. I'm moving the car. That's called tilt. Then what the legal of menorah shabesa kinesis? Generous bulk is a lot. You have the large lamp, so you touch the lamp, doesn't move it. By the tanner shadaylik by ash, you have a oven which a fire is burning in it. Touching the oven is not prohibited. Okay. Now, furthermore, even if I'm going to move it, if the intent behind the movement is I am involved in an action which is really a permitted action. And as a byproduct of that permitted action, there will be movements. That's not us. It's a byproduct. For example, I have something which is a very shaky item, and I have something which is sitting on it, which is a Dovashal Heter. When I pick up the Dovashal Heter, I know the bottom item, which is Mutz, is going to move. That's Mutz. And Mutzalikach, Dover Heter, Hamunach al Dover Mutz. I can take something which is permitted, all of something which is Mutz. Okay. Even though it's going to move the item which is beneath. The heter, the logic behind that heter is that since it's called indirect, it's called tiltum in atzah. Tiltum in atzah means it's happening on the side as a byproduct from the side. Tiltum in atzah is mutter the tzarek dover hamutter. If I want to tiltum in, I want to do an indirect tiltum for a permitted item, that's mutter. I want an indirect tiltum for a prohibited item, that's not mut. Tiltum in atzah, the tzarek dover aser, is not mut. But the tzarek dover mut, which means over here, I need to get the permitted item off of the kelly, that's mut.
You can actually touch the muksa item and move it aside for that item, or you have to do it through a...
You have to do it indirect. We'll see more about that in the Mishnah.
So if you have a bookshelf, and you have a... I guess the safer from the phone, but whatever the muksa object is there, you pull a safer out and not the muksa.
Well, there's a klishim latal. Well, he's not the list. The tzarek dover doesn't necessarily mean I need that spot. Moshe, let's say it's in the way. So behind, I have this hammer sitting there, and it's a way. It's blocking the safer. I don't really need the spot where the hammer is. I need the safer which is behind it. But I can't take the safer out without moving the hammer. That's calling you that spot because it's blocking what I need. It's also called tzarek mekadesh.
So in that case, do you move the hammer, or you move the book and hit the
so
hammer?
So you can move the hammer directly. Or, for example, which is the question, say, I have clothes in the clothes dryer, and so the clothes dryer is a piece of this. We use electricity to heat things, it heats up, and it boils out all the water which is in there. I need to get the clothes out of the clothes dryer. No light turns on when I open up the door, but the door is mukhs. Piece of this. But the only way I can get the clothes, which are double shel heter, is by moving, the door is blocking. I need to put my hand through that door. And there's a door in the way. So as far as I'm concerned, tzarek mekadesh, I can open up the door and get the item inside. Now, in the good old days, you don't remember this, when the cars, the back doors are not open, the lights of the cars, only the front doors. Remember that? No, you don't remember. Anyway, the good old days, the back doors of cars did not turn on the lights, only the front door. You open the back door, the light didn't turn on. Front door, the light turned on. Even before the front door, the light didn't turn on. That was really old. right? So the person would say, I forgot something in my car, the back seat of my car. So Karsk gives out the list. I need it. I'm gonna go open the back door, take the thing off the bench, you know, off the back seat, use it.
It doesn't move the car?
It moves it. The police will not listen to start the car. The door is in my way. For when I need to put my hand through there. The door's in the way, so I have to, I'm gonna move the door out of the way.
So I'm not clear on then with the, if you need to get to an item that's motor for usage. I'm not clear. Why do you have to do with kulacher
yad? No. The case over here was, I have a muksa camera, and on top of the camera is sitting a safer that I need. So over here, I don't need to move the camera to get the safer. That's not the issue. Okay. I need the safer, but the reality, by taking the safer, I'm going to cause the camera to move.
Okay.
The camera's not. So is that mut? That's mutter. Okay. That's important, because even if I tell you a camera is Chasar and Kiss, so I don't care. But whatever mukhsa it is, I'm allowed to move it indirectly for this other need. What I'm telling you right now is, if it's a case of a klisha malato le'isser, so our mukhama creates a different heter. That's a different heter.
So if you have a laptop on a table, you have guests, you want to use the table, you just take your laptop and move it off?
Well, a laptop might be considered Chasar and Kiss.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can't say you need the table.
The Torah Kiss, you can't use the Torah Mekar. Now, that's the difference in the Klisha Malat. Remember, we said it. Klisha Malat Talis, every Torah Kiss starts with Klisha Malat Talis.
Okay.
So the primary usage is prohibited. If I don't care about the other, I'm willing to use, I'll use the hammer for other usages. So now I'm allowed to move it, the Torah Kuba, the Torah Mekar. Uh-huh. If I'm not going to use of anything else, that's the case of the Torah Kiss. Then you can't move it, the Torah Kuba or the Torah Mekar. If I leave my laptop on the table, my laptop stays on the table.
What's the difference between a laptop and a car, though?
Most people, I don't think, have a hakara of using the car for something besides driving. It's not, the Chasar and Kiss Shabbat doesn't preclude you from sitting in and talking, and you'll use your car for other things besides driving.
Okay.
But a laptop, you use for, you don't use it as a place. You will not use your laptop as a tray to bring your wife a cup of coffee, right? Right? You use it for only one thing, which is the usage of riding, etc., which is awesome.
Sorry, this is like please not sir plus. Is that
about
what you're thinking about it?
Correct. That's what Okay. Now the second Allah adds was, again, it doesn't belong here specifically. This is a general rule by Mimuks. So this rule of indirect movement is a general rule. Okay? The fact that the rule is adding three halachas are general halachas by Mux. Number one, touching is not a problem, it's only movement. Number two, indirect movement for a permitted usage is permitted. Number three, blowing is not a problem. If I want to move Muxa by blowing it, it's not a problem. This is considered better. This is even better than indirect tilt. This is called an abnormal tilt. It's not called tilt. So, for example, very negay. I have a bug. Bugs are mooks. Well, I'll blow a bug off my blow a bug, an insect off of my garment or off of my back, off of my arm. Can't pick it up and move it. That's mooks. Except it's dangerous. Whatever. Right? I'll talk about that later on. We get to the halachas of tzot. Mishnah Tazayin. But blowing it off is not a problem, even though it's mux. Okay. That's a lot of mishnah over here. So again, the Mechaber told us that Klisha Malat Le'isser is mutter Tzar Gufay. I want to use the item. So if Mechaber, I need a place where the item is. Not Mechaber Le'tzel. I can't move the Klisha Malat Le'isser to protect the Kli. I can, you move it for my needs, not for the Kli's needs. If it was being used at the beginning of Shabbos for prohibited usages, which have precluded movement, it remains sus the rest of Shabbos. And then the Ramah added these other halachas, which are really not Kli Shem Natal, they don't necessarily belong here in Tzif Gimel. Those are general rules. By Muksa, three rules. Touching is not the problem, it's movement, number one. Number two, indirect tilt is mutter, the tzav dabra mutter. Number three, blowing is not a problem. That's the sixth. Sadam Mishabura Yud. Its primary function is something which is prohibited. If the majority of the usage is a prohibited usage, so that also goes into this rule. For example, we'll talk about, let's say, a pot. Now, the main function of a pot is to cook it. So that's called klushim lato lisur. You store food in a pot, you put it in the fridge in the pot. That's not a prohibited usage. You might even pull a pot out. Sometimes you need to store something. You might pull a pot out from the cabinet, put it in the pot, put it in the fridge. So it has another usage. But everybody will agree the primary usage of a pot is not for storing things. The primary usage of it for the pot is for cooking. So it's considered klishim lato lisur.
But if its only usage was l'isser, then it would be machlus.
If I mock, but not to use it for anything else.
And it's chasen kiss.
That's like chasen kiss. Or even more, I tell you from the Balaam more, if practically there's no other usage, so that might be a problem. That might get the same halacha like chasen kiss. And the Moshe said you should be machmir on that, the chasen kiss. The Moshe does not bring that halacha. Interesting question. I decided I'm going to use, let's start with an easy case. Lamps, basically what was a lamp? Because you have a container, put some oil in, put a wick in, and a lamp. So I decided, I'm going to use this container for a lamp. So we pass in Hazman Olam Nosi. The fact that you designated it doesn't make it into a significant thing. The designation alone, before you use it, does not make it into a klishim lato lisur. So Mishabura passes in that situation, it still remains a totally heter kli. Once you've used it, it's a different story. Mashmos, if you read the Mishabura the way he reads, it seems to be the Moshe. Let's say I have a pusher. Pusher is a klishim lato lisur. It's made to hold money, which is mux, etc. I haven't put any money in it yet. Right? So it's not klishim lato lisur yet. So I'm allowed to move it for other purposes. Right? So if I have this unused pushka, so we'll get to hakana issues we'll talk about hakana yet, that was right before this. So I want to take it home. I have a neighbor. I want to take it home. I see walking to Shiva on there's a shelf, there's a pushka over there. Great. I really need to see a pushka in my house. This last one there, I'm afraid someone else is going to cop me ice. I forgot five times already. So you know what, Shabbos, I want to take the pushka home to my house.
Sounds like a Rosh Chodesh riddle.
Right. Now, there is a prima gadim which says if something, by virtue of the way it was made,
that's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
And the virtue of the way it was processed and produced, it's klishim lato lisur. So I bought a brand new pen. I did not write with it. And it wasn't used yet. So I was one of them. It's not a pen yet. It's not klishim lato lisur. It's whatever. That's not true, because when you make a pen, even though you never use it, it's a pen, right? A container is not a lamp until you actually use it as a lamp. A pen is a pen. It's a klishim lato lisur even before you ever wrote with it.
What if you also use it when you read to hold your place?
That's true. We are dealing with the fact that the process defines it as a pen. The fact that I'm going to use it for other purposes says also it's a klishim lato lisur, which I'm not mad. But when I go to the store and I get the pen, so listen, I didn't write with it. Nobody in the store wrote with it. I can move it. It's a very expensive pen, and I leave it on the table. You know what? I'm not worried. Pen on the side table. It's a present for my wife. Right? I don't want her to see it. Can I move it on Shabbos? Chacham, I left it there before Shabbos. I forgot about it. The pen set is there. Can't move it. I'm not moving it to Tzarek. I'm moving it to Tzarek Gufay. Moving it because of the pen. It's not. I didn't use it yet. Well, that's not true.
Because of how it's made?
Because it was made to be a pen.
According to
Mishabura, the Mishabura's case was a container becoming a lamp. So a container is not a lamp, so you use it as a lamp. The fact that you said, okay, this is a lamp, that decision doesn't make it into a lamp. It's something which, the whole way I make it, and process it, and produce it, is to be, for this function of Isser, it's klishim lato lisur automatically, even before I use it. Okay.
To put the pushka in the same category.
So the question, that's what I said. Look. So the pushka is just a question, right? Pashas, I think according to the Bimagot and pushkas are problems, but I remember there was some people wanted to argue to me that they think maybe not. Okay, you can argue both. Let's say you have a kli, which is malachal iser. No, kli, which it's what it's doing is not really a prohibited work, but it's doing it with electricity. Now, a fan. What's a fan doing? What is the malacha fan is doing? It's moving air. There's no malacha about them moving air. You know, I have an electric grinder. Its function is to grind. Teichin is a malacha device. A fan's job is to move air. Its malacha is lehet. But the problem is it only does it through electricity, which I cannot turn on electricity on shop. The Russian said that's also called kuzma atalis.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because the way it functions is through iser. So, and the logic behind it is, you know, one of two ways. You understand kuzma atalis, the Chazal came along and limited it, you're allowed to move it, it's a kli. But they limited the movement because, in a certain sense, you're also sort of max it. You know, you move it out. Basically, this is a prohibited type of thing. I don't deal with it on Shabbos. I don't move it. I'm max it from tilta out of my mind. But since I don't mind using it for something else, the guy with that, I'm not really max it. So, okay, for those purposes, you may move it. Right? But in regards to the primary usage, I sort of say, you know what? It's out of my mind. So I want to move it to Tzarech Mekaymai. That's mutter. So what's called Tzarech Mekaymai? So the fan's where I need to sit. So today, hey, not a problem. Rav Moshe's Mekaymai is like this. So if I want to move the fan to blow on me, that's called Tzarech Gufay. I need a fan blowing on me. I'm hot. That's called Tzarech Gufay. So I want to move the fan with Tzarech my goof to have air blow on me. Let's say the opposite. I'm really cold. The fan's blowing me. I'm really cold. And I need to sit here. So this mokum is being occupied by this fan. Not really. But I can't use this mokum because of the fan. So it's also called moving the tzarech mekaymai to turn it away, the Moshe says. Because it's, the idea of the tzarech mekaymai is that this mukzah is not allowing me to use this spot. So I'm allowed to move the mukzah to use the spot. Well, over here, this mukzah item, the fan, is not allowing me to use this spot, this seat that is freezing. So I'm allowed to move the fan away, Rav Moshe says. It's called Tzarech Mekaymai. Yeah? I haven't seen anybody who's called it behind you, but.
Could you move to the other spot and turn the fan towards you over there and then go back?
Will you change your mind back and forth? Well, we'll see. Mr. Bruce says, if you have another option, you can't. This head doesn't exist. There's a hammer on that chair. And I only have three guests and I have five chairs. So don't sit in that chair. Sit in the living chair, you know. Well, I like it to, you know, more symmetrical this way. That's not called a tzar. I have five guests and there's five chairs. I can't put the guy on the floor. That's called tzar. So if I have an option, I can sit at the other end of the table where the fan isn't blowing. So sit at the other end of the table. You know, you don't need a rocket scientist to figure that one out. The case is, I'm trying to, my bed is in such a spot and the fan's blowing. And so that's what you're talking about. Let's go, let's try and get, we got to get Mr. Bruce in over here. Okay. Mishtamish Pirish, Shoy Munach, Allah Ben Ashmashis, the Bari. So that was the in the parentheses we added, in the case where it had been used on Shabbos, there's a Dabar Yisr. Can we sign for Nashahu book? The Nasa Oz, Bosses of the Dabar Yisr. So the bottom Kli is a Bosses for the upper Kli, upper item. Okay. Now, so that's where you have a problem. But the language of the Shabu of the Ramal was it was the Shtamish Lisa, it was used for Isra. So that he doesn't mean Awim Osam Lacha Bakornis, Shita the Mutatata Bashab Sar Guba Mukana. Better Shmosh is this guy, the guy is over there banging away with your hand. You know, so it was used better Shmosh for Dabar Isra. So now you can't move it on Shabbos. No, that's not what he meant. That's what Shabu is clarifying. He doesn't mean that. He means it was used in such a way that it prohibits usage. It prohibits movement. It became a boss. If I have a nutcracker, I can't use a hammer. But if I have a nutcracker, I can use a hammer. Now, once you have it, the kima should be other shilu the tzar kufa in the kaima. You took it for valid usage. But shall tell the yosh, you're allowed to move it further. Now, because the mogan of rum, adds a kiddush. That's in this case was I took it in a permitted way. I'm allowed to continue holding it and move it to whatever I want. What about if I took it b'isr? Not the rum. The who I didn't shorach when the tola b'yadoi. Person forgot and took it by mistake. Rishon the Tata is you're allowed to continue moving it. Even though it wasn't for a valid reason. But once it's in your hand, please not to Isser, you may continue moving. Please not to Isser. Behind Bakrain, Shekriya then decided, the higher terror of Shaykh Elab Klisha Malatal Isser, Lord Muksamach was Kufa. This had to be, since it's a Kli, and Kli we saw already has some preference regards to movement. And Muksamach was Kufa, you can't move for its Malka. Kli you could. So Kli has certain advantages. So one of the advantages of a Kli is once you have it, you can move it. If a person picked up stones, which are muksa, totally muksa, you're going to most of money, if you had some hand, you pick them up, you gotta drop them. So a person picks up money by mistake, can't walk out the money in my hand already, let's move it to, can't do that. Vira grow, le'el simresam above, sipiyat days, chalak alamogan of rum, the sirele deloy hitiru el kishahizkul taltab rishus. Even if kishim la'atul le'isr, you're only allowed to continue moving it because you took it originally behetim. The Sarkuba the Samakan. If you mistakenly picked it up, drop it. Kimasha Bradan, Resh Beya, Ainsh. Behind the Kimam, Simshin Laman Aleph, Sibov, Mishnah Brua, then an Ismail Mila. We are passing that an Ismail Mila, the Mila knife, is Muksa. And even you're allowed to use it for Mila, so it doesn't lose its status of Muksa, because you will not use it for anything else. So for the Mila, you can move it. But the proper thing for the Moel is to bring it before Shabbos and put it there before Shabbos. And I'll leave it until the end of Shabbos. But now he has the Ismail Mila in his hands. Maybe he's allowed to move it wherever he wants. He didn't put it down yet. On the other hand, this is the hetter for a Klisham not to listen. That's a case of Muksamach, because it's our kiss. So maybe there's no such hetter in that case, if it's our kiss. Once you have it in your hand to continue, that's a discussion later on in Simchat Shalom Aleichem. Mishmuel, it seems in my career, if I call correctly, that you should not do that.
So what are you asking? You have to drop it?
You're not to put it down. You can't do it. Yeah, put it down.
You think
about
focus between
the gra and the mark down? The minute you place him is like the mark on the ground. Now, Mishnah Berurah says further. Ezer b'shimin shin yudal sifkes. We'll see later on in Simchat Shalom Aleichem. The tilta muksa begufoi. I move it not with my hands, or not indirectly through my hands, but rather with my body. So it's our dover hamuksa is mutter. Does that make you tilta klal? So if I take a stick and I push it with the stick, that's hope to put them in a tzar. It's only with the tzar davar hamut. I move the bottom. I take the item off on top with my hands. The bottom item moves. It's called I moved it with my hands indirectly. Only the tzar davar hamut. If I move it with my body, all bets are off. Do whatever you want. Fish mouth lisser, tzar and kiss, muksa machmas kufay, whatever it is. Move with your body, it's in the hands. The zelenu can tilt a cloud. It's not called the issue of tilt. If he's that, imunach is a davar muksa la'aretz, but to the dach ve'raglav, kadesh shel yavon lihafsid. I'm moving at the tzarek, they shouldn't get damaged. That's not mutter. I'm moving with my feet. Zotei, zotei shibur. Now you should know that the Chazon Ish argues, it's based on a rush. The Chazon Ish argues on that. That's not shot in the rush. The rush's case over there was that the person was moving straw, which is muksa, by lying on it. So, Mr. Brewer's understanding that meant that since you're moving with your body, it's, even though straw is absolute muksa, it's like Eitzim and Avonu, you're allowed to move it with your body. The Chazanish understands what the Rosh was saying, that since over there you're doing it for the purpose of sleeping, so it's a tiltil begufa for the tzarek davar amotar. And that's what the Rosh meant. Whereas to move it just for the item's sake, that's not mutter. Now you have to know, by the way, though, even the Chazanish said that's pshat and Rosh, both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah all understand it the way Mishnah Berurah understands. So Chazanish is taking on the Shulchan Aruch and a Ramah and a Magen Avraham and a Mishnah Berurah. So the Ma'aseh, the minhag of Poskim is like the Mishnah Berurah, not the, like the Chazanish. We get a picture of how big the Chazanish was, and he's willing to take on all of that. You know, so it's not pshat and Rosh. She is shomer. Dana, she is sparking. But Chaim is afraid it's going to burst in the sun. Okay.
So this means if there's something that's muksa that's outside and you're worried about it, you could kick it in the house or something like
yes.
that.
Yes. Well, assuming there's no problem with hitzor.
Okay.
There's an air, right?
Right.
Okay. Yes, you can kick it inside. So that's what you're saying kalach yad before moving it. You know. That. So kalach yad. So anything with a hand, most people say that's a problem.
It's not really
kalach. It's not kalach yad. It means with your elbow, you know.
Anything but.
Right. You know. Let's say the fan is off. So Shmuel Zalman Paskins, something is off. You let him do an action to let it maintain that state. So my timer is set. Then my fan should go up. That the lights will go back on with the fan. It's very cold in the house. But right now the timer is off, and I want to pull on the switch to make the fan turns off. This way, when the lights go on, the fan will stay off. The ceiling fan. So I'm allowed to do that. Shmuel Zalman Hall. The problem is, it's the pull is mux. The main function of the pull is to turn on the electric item. So the problem of causing turning on and turning off, right now it's off, and I'm just maintaining it to be off. But I have a problem with mux. So no problem. I get up there with my teeth, pull on the pull, and pull it down. Right, that's mux. That's what we do.
And what about with the whole shadow of the circuit being connected with Bona Soter?
Right,
does
so right,
that apply here? Because
right now it's off. Right now the timer has turned the whole thing off. Nothing is happening right now.
That's what makes it connected? The circuit's connected or not connected? My understanding is a switch. When you turn a switch on, it connects the circuit back to the
Right now, right now nothing is connected.
Okay.
Are you going to show them? Okay. The Hudumi of the Chama, let's say, it shouldn't be stolen. That's like moving out of the sun. Now, so the Mishabur, Vayyayayin Yehudi, Yeshlam, and the Shori, because that. Pimagonim says, however, if you want to ask a goy to move a Klisha Malatul Isser, that shouldn't get stolen, that's what. Okay, also. I'm moving it shouldn't get damaged. Vimchashu or Gama Tashmish Mutter, the Tashmish. But the telephone feeling you're coming also with time on itself. If I generate a usage, a real usage, even though it's not really, I don't really, really need it, if I generate the usage, right, my brand new, gorgeous brand new saw I just bought from, you know, $50, $60 saw sitting in the front lawn, right? So if I can come up with a big thing of cheese that I need to cut, right? Now, bottom line, I don't really need any cheese right now, but, you know, we need some cheese. And we'll cut it with the saw, because it's a big hard cheese, you know. You know, big cheese, you know, you need a saw to cut it.
Even though you have another knife?
No, so I have nothing else.
Wow.
You have to come up with a usage.
You have nothing else.
Right.
And then you have to actually use it for that usage.
Yeah, correct. Then you can say, now I'll end up with a milk saw, but like, you know, don't use it to cut meat now. Okay. Now, when the Gia Ba'am was up to Mishnah Berurah, I'm assuming Shindur B'Sif Vav and the Gemara Mishram Shom the Hechad Hashem Gia who would start over a Muksa. This Heter over here that moving, touching is not a problem. Is when I'm doing it, let's start. What'll be if I'm touching it for the Muksa's sake? Can you cover Kliyal Muksa L'Sham? An egg was born on Shabbos. The egg is Muksa. I want to put a pot over the egg, it shouldn't break. So, over there, you have to carry, you shouldn't touch it. That's what the Rambam says. Because since you're here, you're doing it for the muksa item, then tilfel touching is us. So the guy said, if it's not going to move, it's okay. So an egg, which you might, if you touch, it's going to move. So that's everything to agree, it's going to be a problem. It would be something else, which is not going to move, if after you touch, it's not a problem. Then we make it. It goes with our time. Not such a common issue. Okay. Even if it's not attached, now we'll see later on. If you have something which is attached to the ground, there's no din muksa on it. So I have a buses. I take my door, my house, and I attach a pushka to the back of the door. So the door is a buses to support the pushka. The door does not become muksa. Refrigerator, right? Because first of all, it's not its primary function. But even if it would be, it's part of the ground. It's not part of the door is part of the attached to the ground. So you're saying even over here the tanner is not attached. So that's a bigger finish. Still you can touch it. He said, I want to take a double head to which is on a double muksa. And I feel because a double muksa, it's hollow, it's hanging. While you know the kid has a heter misnadi, and through taking the heter will move. I need the item on top, and I'm going to get the item on top by moving the bottom up. Okay. Zog the mechaber in da. Klisha malato lehet. Mutl talta filo eno lutzarach hakli shlo yishavra yigone. If it's a klisha malato lehet, I can move it even to protect the kli. I have no Shabbos usage. I'm moving it to protect the kli. Mutl. But I will show the Torah klal also the tato. Move it for no reason at all. Just why not? Let's move it. I want to clean up. If you have no need at all to move it. That's awesome. Kisvei akaydish ba'akolim swarim and food. But the tato fill the Torah klal. That you let it move for no purpose at all. Okay. What?
Why would you couldn't move it?
Which one? Because I have a rule. You can only move something for it has to have some sir. Means remember we said the Chazal's real idea was like the rabbi says, don't have anything in your hands, right? So you're not going to carry anything in. So listen, that's ridiculous. So we are not to a certain level. I can't live like that. We won't be able to function. We're mounting different levels of how much you allow be busy moving it. The less you move it, the less you're going to carry. So klisha malato lisser is mutter tzarkufa tzar makayimai, not for chama l'tzeh. Klisha malato l'heter is mutter tzarkufa tzar makayimai, b'chama l'tzeh. Arichlem klisha kodesh a lot of mutter shlo tzar klav. I'm not planning to read it right now. I just want to move the saver, you know. Now, there's an arich shul that says, see the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sitting by the table and there's a napkin. So I'm playing with the napkin. So Pasha the Khar, that's me also. There's no tzarek, right? They have no tzarek at all, and I'm not allowed to play with it, not allowed to move it. So you know, a watch is called Fisum not the lizard. We'll see later on if it's not the lizard. Right? But no. So Shulman says, if I'm a nervous person and I need to move my hands, because that's how I get out my pent up energy, that's called tzar. The Orach Shulman. But if I'm just, you know, I don't really need to do that, just happening right now, it's in front of me, so I play with it, that's also. Wow. Rav Pinchas says, you know, he was once standing with his Rebbe, they were standing next to a gate of a fence, and he's moving the gate back and forth. His Rebbe says, what are you doing? I don't know, what am I doing? He says, what are you doing? I don't know, what am I doing? He says, what's with the hands? He says, you have to train yourself on Shabbos and your hands don't do anything until you decide to do that. That's his Rebbe's doing. Because otherwise, you're doing something wrong, you know?
And what's the deal between Oisin and Kisvei HaKadosh?
Those are the most primary needs that we have. So we'll see you in the Siddur Shabbat. So not the Heter. Who you don't even have your Malato Lishol the Heter? If it has both functions, you're not maxadaitamine, but it means um, we go according to the majority of usage would be the final decision. The pot, I gave the demo the pot, which you cook in it. You'll put water in it, you'll put fruit in it. If there's food in it still, it becomes tofu to the food. And food got to move. Suppose when I have food in my pot, I'm good. Once I empty out the pot totally, right? So he said, well, listen, I do use it for food sometimes. No, but its primary usage is for cooking. I want to move it, and I have no need for it. Eventually, I'm going to use it later on today. I don't need to move it right now. That's okay. You want to move it to have it ready then? Sure, that's called a valid need. Anytime you're allowed to learn in, you're allowed to move. What about moving a Megillah? Now, is a Megillah Muksa? So there is a Pichadash that says that a Megillah is Muksa. Because since Chazal prohibited you from using the Megillah on Shabbos, Megillah says to. But the Maisa, the Shabbos over there says in the Shara Tshuva, it's not the Gain of Kutlores, when Arts Yisrael, you can have Kurim come, Tesmov to come out on Shabbos. So really, you should be reading the Megillah on Shabbos. So I said, no, can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. And we're marking the Kriyas Megillah beforehand. Right? So, on that halacha, that Shabbos, is what the Pichadash said, since this Shabbos is now we're talking about, saying, don't you dare read it, because you're afraid you're going to have to carry it. So that Shabbos is Mux. Any other Shabbos of the year, Megillah says it's not Mux.
What about the Sora Kiss?
No, because it's primary usage is head. It's learning Torah. Klal. Now, this, there's Tisrei Kodesh and food. So the Mishnah was loved after food. Who are then Kaisais? Cups, or Kars, plates, and Sukhiyais. Kars are bowls, Sukhiyais are plates. The Sakin, Shalgai Beshukhan, the knives that you use at the table. The Tadir and the Batashi, the cats are used. The Chol Lyotir is Muksa Klal. So when those are counted like Kisrei Kodesh and Arthlim, you can remove them for any at all. Came with the Talmud for this one. Sarah Klau, Miyesh, Rechim, Ephilim, Bekalim, Eru. There's certain people which are mocking even these things. Now, what about clothing? Clothing. Say, or jewelry. So the Shulman says those go into the same rule as cups, plates, etc. It's that same group. Okay? Now, the Ramah added, Utsvila Hago, Tulan Eilat Talmud, Kiim, Utsarach, Tulan, you call him move for a meeting. So the Mishnah Berurah comes down. Kiyam Utsar. How do Kadesh Lan Yigon? You want to move it so it shouldn't get stolen. Or shall use Kalkul B'cham? It shouldn't get damaged in the sun. But Tazim, when Rabbis Machim, and someone feels Tzulim Mikach Tishim Lata Le'isr, they also Lanich of Shabbos. We hold you can't wear Tzulim on Shabbos. So you can't even move it for the protective Tzulim. You only move it in Tzar Kuba, Tzar Mekarma. Now, what would Tzar Gufan mean? You know, I'm worried about Shadim around here, and I figure holy tefillin is going to keep me safe. Okay. That's called, I have a need. I need tefillin to protect me. Other Mekarman, I need a spot where the tefillin are. Again, because the primary usage, well, see, if you hold this kishim lata l'isr, it's a good argument to start in kiss. The parash is, it's kishim lata l'isr is not so simple. Because tefillin wore not l'tzarech mitzvah, but it's a mutter to wear on Shabbos. If I wear the kibana not l'tzarech mitzvah, no, I wear the kibana not l'shem mitzvah. We'll see later on, if I find tefillin out in the street, and there's no area, I'm allowed to put the tefillin on to bring him inside. I should have kohen not to be yotzei mitzvah, because I shouldn't leave the tefillin in the middle of the street.
Why can't you use your body to bring the tefillin in if you're worried it's going to get ruined?
Because you can't. Over there, the issue is there's a malach of which there's no area I can't carry it in the, through Kalach Yad either.
But if there's an Erev, you can?
There's an Erev, you could. But when I wear it, it becomes like a clothing, so it's not carrying. Say, wearing a shirt is not called care. I'm carrying the shirt. No, look, I'm wearing the shirt. Let's finish on that one, the Shabur. Well, Ki'im, the Rebbe Yochel is Ki'im. You can't, the Shaver is a Klitsch not the Lisser. The Wasser Shabbos, you can't blow Shaver and Shav. Okay, make a Klitsch not the Lisser. Alula was a tata, a filler, a tuba, a kaimer, the end of shame, Kli Klau. Alula was not a Kli, it's a piece of wood. So on Shabbos, you can't move a Lulav on Shabbos. Okay.